Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody?
This is your boy, Easy, most known unknown, Easy O. So, this is the Easier Said Than Done. Yep, Easier Said and Done podcast. Coming at you again. Sorry I've been away for so long. Last week was kind of crazy. Couldn't really get to a show, but a lot has happened within that time. And I think I want to start setting up everything to where you guys will know what I'm going to talk about through the week rather than me just picking topics out of the air and talking about them. So I figured I'd do this live real quick just to let you guys know what I'm coming with this week. Over the weekend, there has been a lot of different things going on. Actually, some of the stuff has already been happening, but I just kind of got a hold of it. So there are, of course, everybody heard the Chris Brown diss to Quavo by now. If you haven't, go check it out. It's on streaming platforms everywhere. I personally listened to it on YouTube. I actually did not listen to the whole thing on YouTube until after a couple of friends sent me a leak link between like TikTok, Facebook, stuff like that. I've seen people already react to it and everything like that. It's a crazy diss, and I'm not surprised. It's Chris Brown, and maybe people forgot that he used the or he has rapped before. I'm not surprised that he had the bars he had. It was a solid song. It was a solid diss. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Kendrick should have dissed him, and maybe he would have got. He's looking for that light-skinned diss. He probably should have went to Chris Brown. Maybe Chris Brown would have ate him up on the track. But, yeah, I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about a TikTok trend that some people are trying to get rid of, mainly women, and maybe the blue pill space, I guess you can call it, because the red pill accepts it far and wide. But there is a anthem going on right now. It's not a good one, I guess, for the women. But nonetheless, it's happening, and they're trying to suppress it a lot because the man should be definitely been more famous than he is right now. But people, the different communities, streaming communities and stuff like that are trying to push him out, like not trying to get his music played and stuff like that, and I understand it. But, you know, there's a guy out there, I believe his name is Brandon Jamal, or his ad is Brandon Jamal, and he has the single mother's anthem, essentially, and it's not in a good way. Single mother's anthem, you probably heard it, you know, to a certain beat, certain melody that has already been used out here, and he's pretty much calling the women out on their bull. Now, I don't think it applies to every single mom out there, but definitely is a catchy song. Definitely a lot of guys picking up on it. Definitely a lot of guys reacted to it. And some women are not a fan. Well, you know, of course, a majority of women, especially single moms, ain't out here loving the song. But I like it, so I'm going to talk about it. Hopefully people don't get too mad at me, but I'm going to talk about that. I also seen something on Facebook the other day, and this was a list that a guy made. I don't know who he is, so I couldn't actually find his page, but I might be able to if I put some more time into it. But he put out a list of things you should do when you're about to take a woman on a date for the first time and everything like that, and he planned out the list. It's a decent list of things, but I'm going to talk about it because I want to tell pretty much the world why that won't work out in the way that he thinks. So it's a good list, solid list for people to go by, but I also don't think it works in this day and age, especially not with the women of today and days and age. So wanted to touch on that. I also wanted to get more into giving out some relationship dating tips and stuff like that and just getting my perspective on how we are in today's day and age with dating, even though I don't really date. I just think I got some stuff to add just because of what I see, you know. So I give my observations. If you listen, you listen. You don't, you don't. We also got some stuff in the media. There's been a lot of stars out there not making it too far in life in this world right now, and I want to touch on a few of them. There's also been stuff I've been noticing about scamming that I kind of want to touch on from men and women alike that I feel like I need to talk about. And, yeah, you know, that's kind of going to be the week. So let's start with the Chris Brown stuff, of course, the most relevant and recent stuff. And then I'm going to finish the week up with the scamming news. And I just want to do it like this so we can know what's ahead for the week. And if I decide to drop something in the mean between those things, then at least you'll know that as well. And I'm going to try to get to it in the morning, usually, because that's probably the best time to do any of this stuff. And it's my least busy time of day. So, but if not, I will find some time in the night to do it. Either way it goes, it's going to get done. And I'm going to talk about this stuff, and I'm hoping y'all will comment and listen and just give me your thoughts, you know, because I really want to know what people think about what I'm talking about, and if they have any points of view of everything that's going on. I know I've been wanting to talk about the Diddy stuff, but the Diddy stuff is stuff that was already known about the Drake disses and stuff like that. But Drake, this is the diss that I've heard from him. They've been okay. I haven't really got too many reactions out of it because I don't really think they've been great diss, but nonetheless, they've been out there. So those are the things, those are the topics that I'm thinking about talking about this week. I hope you guys will tune in. This was always going to be a short show. But, yeah, let me know what y'all think. If y'all think I should talk about something else this week, I definitely got y'all. We'll look into it. And this is your boy, Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Oso. Just want to come at y'all with that. Appreciate y'all checking out the Easier Said Than Done podcast. I'll check you later.